pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to be back with you, and we are in studio after spending all week in Kansas City at Big 12 Football Media Days. And hope you enjoyed what you heard. We're back to our 11 to 12 slot here on ESPN Radio and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Among the guests today on the program, we will hear from the head coach at Colorado, Dan Hawkins. He will be on the program today. Tomorrow, more football talk, a little horse racing talk. They're getting ready to switch venues over to Columbus, and we'll be catching up with the track announcer over there, Gary Schaaf, on tomorrow's program, plus bringing you more football. The Shrine Bowl is coming up on Saturday, and we'll be talking about that a little bit as well. But we are back from Kansas City.
Back from Kansas City, and good news this morning when minimum wage went up. A lot of people around this radio station very, very excited. So that was good news. A lot of football talk the last 3 days, continued football talk. Doug, we've got a lot of interviews in the bag. People, you're going to want to stay tuned. Got some great interviews in the bag for you.
Over the next couple of weeks, so we're going to be hearing from some great players like Kansas State linebacker Ian Campbell, Colorado defensive tackle George Hippolyte. We're going to be hearing from coaches Gary Pinkle from Missouri, as we said, Dan Hawkins from Colorado today. We'll hear from Kansas State quarterback Josh Freeman. We'll hear from Kansas. A lot of safeties were there. That's one thing. A lot of defensive backs were there. We'll hear from Kansas's Darryl Stuckey. He's one of those guys that's going to have to take over in Aqib Talib's absence. We'll hear from the All-American candidate Nick Harris, strong safety out of Oklahoma. We'll catch up with Ed Stewart, the former Husker. And we'll also catch up with a couple of national folks. Ivan Mazel from ESPN is going to join us. Also, Bill Land from Fox Sports is going to join us. Next week, also on the program, we're expected to be joined by Ron Prince from Kansas State. We'll be talking with him live on the program next week. So it all continues with Dan Hawkins today.
Doug, I think maybe at the end of Big 12 Media Days, after you have a little bit of time to reflect, you talk about teams that you feel better about, teams that you feel worse about. You brought it up yesterday towards the end of the program, and then Art Briles joined us and just didn't get much time to talk about it. I think one of the teams both of us felt dropped, maybe in our eyes, and I'm not sure we had high expectations for this team coming in, was probably the Texas A&M Aggies. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's what I thought, and maybe just talking to some other people that thought the same thing. You know, I didn't disagree with them. And that gives you, I guess all you're really discussing right now is Oklahoma State and A&M. Everybody's figuring Baylor is going to be last. And everybody figures it's Oklahoma and Texas Tech. It could be very interesting. You know, Texas Tech, I'm not completely sold on. They've got some talent. But, you know, if Texas Tech wound up fourth in the South, I would not be the most shocked person in the Big 12. I would not. I mean, if they wound up fourth in the South, it would not completely shock me, because you're talking about maybe Oklahoma State finally can jump over the hurdle. And Texas is better than people are giving them credit for, because they are Texas. I mean, I can see that. Then it could be Oklahoma, Texas, 1-2, either way. Then Oklahoma State, Texas Tech. I'm not saying that that's the probability that that's going to happen. I mean, you're talking about a team in Texas Tech that's probably going to be ranked in the nation's top 15 when the polls come out here in the next few weeks.
Well, the thing with Texas Tech is their non-conference schedule is just so brutally easy. Eastern Washington, Nevada, SMU, Massachusetts. I mean, that there's going to be some beatdowns in those. I mean, you're talking about 45-point spreads. I mean, they're going to be favored heavily in all four of those contests. Then they get a week off before they start at Kansas State in the Big 12.
Well, at Kansas State, Nebraska at home, at A&M, They're favored right now in all three of those football games. I mean, this is a team that's supposed to be 7-0, and that's why some people think they can challenge for a national championship, because if they can beat Texas A&M, they go to Kansas, they got Texas at home, Oklahoma State. You know, people are saying those are the teams they're supposed to beat this year. Then they have the bye week before they have to play Oklahoma. I find it highly unlikely that they would be undefeated going to Oklahoma, but who knows?
I know Mike Leach is full of a lot of things, but to bring the players he brought, and I realize there's other people than Michael Crabtree. I realize there's other people than Graham Harrell. I realize that. The people he brought,
Graham
though.
Graham Harrell is a senior quarterback. He should have been there.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. And that's who people wanted to talk to. The players he brought, you're talking about having doubts about Texas Tech? Well, I'm going to tell you, a starting wide receiver last year in Eric Morris, who was at Media Days, he had 74, 78 catches a year ago, was at Media Days. He's 5'8", 170 pounds. I mean, players, Jamar Wall.
Small guys.
You
hate small guys.
You know what? Small guys in the Big 12, they don't last very long. They're kind of like 5'8 point guards in the Big 12. It just doesn't work very often. If these people think they're going to run through, you see them falling, well, you knock out two, three of these kids. You look at Jamar Wall, the junior cornerback they brought, 5'10", 195. You look at the safeties that Oklahoma brought, and then sent them next to these kids. You would think, well, they brought the student manager kind of to watch after this kid's paperwork. I mean, make sure he signed the right things and did the right things and signed the right footballs at Media Day. These are not big, strong, physical specimens. Now, you look up at the lines, yeah, they've got some bigger individuals, but they've got some very, very injury-prone people just from a size standpoint that doesn't match up very well with a Texas, with an Oklahoma, with those teams that are perennial powers in that Big 12 South.
Doug and Daddy Show, send us your emails anytime to the Dent Popper inbox if you have some questions for us coming back from Media Days that maybe we haven't touched on. We'll do our best to answer them for you. Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Drop by the Dent Popper. See Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. They've been specializing in paintless dent repair for years, and if these storms have knocked you around, you'll need some work from the folks at the Dent Popper on the breaks of the downtown Kearney. Dan Hawkins will be up in our next segment. We'll be talking with the head coach at Colorado. Again, it does not change my opinion coming out of Big 12 as going into Big 12 that I think there's going to be a lot of wild card situations this year. I mean, there's six teams in the Big 12 that you just don't know. You can pick what you think, but there's half the Big 12. Wouldn't surprise me if they go 10-2 or 4-8. Somewhere in between. Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State. Where do you put Texas in there? All those teams, no one can quite put a handle on what they think. Now, it would be one of those years that they go out and do exactly what everybody thought here in the preseason, and there's a little luck involved, but not everybody's going to go through healthy. Not everybody's going to be as good as last year. Can Missouri be as dominant as they were last year? No. Do they need to be? Probably not.
You're right. I think Missouri's that team out there that everybody left Big 12 Media Days. I think everybody left there saying they are heads and tails, talent-wise, above the rest of the North. No doubt in anybody's mind who would have to have injuries, who would have, but if you go back to last year, Missouri's a team, plus 13 in turnovers, 8 total games that they lost to injury. Is that going to happen again? You can't think it will. I mean, if Nebraska this year, at the end of the season, plus 13 in turnovers, and only loses 8 people to injury, eight games total all year, you got to think that throws them right up at the top of the Big 12 North. And you can say what you want about Missouri, but they would be rivaling Missouri for that Big 12 North title, and you can do that with a number of teams. I don't think Missouri can count on those things again. And, yes, defense can force, make some turnovers, make some plays, that force the intensity on the offense and create some things for you. I understand that. But can they do it over a full season, injury-free? It doesn't seem likely to me.
When's the next time, that the Big 12 will have a coach come in that's not taken over a down program? Somebody either retires or moves on to what they deem a better job. I got to thinking here, why are these teams, Missouri, Kansas, in the North, Texas Tech, Oklahoma in the South. Why are these teams being picked to be at the top? Well, obviously, there's a lot of new coaches and a lot of young coaches. Third year for Ron Prince at Kansas State. Third year for Dan Hawkins at Colorado. Second year for Gene Chizik of Iowa State. First year for Bo Pelini at Nebraska. It's not hard to figure out why these teams aren't picked to contend for a title. Oklahoma, Bob Stoops. Mike Leach has been at Texas Tech forever. Mack Brown has been there quite a while at Texas, but not as long. And then you got the, you know, Baylor's got a new guy, and Mike Gundy's still in the South, relatively new, and Mike Sherman's new at A&M.
When's somebody going to take over one of these upper echelon programs? I don't think for a while, because I don't think anybody's going anywhere. The success they rivaled and the pay scale that rivaled is pretty much unmatched, I think, even in the SEC.
I think we should take a break.
Whatever you want to do.
You know what today is? The last day our single guy produces the show. It's the end of Derek Stenson as you know him.
Wow. I wouldn't go that far.
No,
wow.
Well, it is.
How are you
it
feeling
the
today?
Next the next time you're on the program, you're out tomorrow and you're out Monday and maybe a little longer depending on how the weekend goes. But, you know, you're going to be different when you're back in here.
I'll be married.
Exactly.
You know, one thing you're going to have to learn, and I thought of, you know, like some marital advice.
I don't know about taking marriage advice from daddy.
Great idea right there.
I didn't know what direction to go, but then it became blatantly clear to me this morning when I did a load of laundry that we had from Big 12 Media Days, and apparently I left the load on Super, and then the deal gets unbalanced, and so I got confronted about that, and, you know, you apologize, and, you know, I'm sorry, boy, that was, yeah, really out of character for me and really stupid. But when they come back with, but you're not sorry, I don't know what to tell you to say because I haven't figured it out yet. I mean, because I said sorry. She said, but you're not sorry. I said, okay, I'm not sorry. And I closed the door. I don't know what I'm supposed to tell you, but I'm trying to think of some things. If you're going to wash four shirts, damn it, don't put the load on Super, Derek. I guess that's the moral of the story. Turn it to large and go crazy.
I'm going to start bringing a little book in and just keeping every little tidbit of advice on marriage that daddy gives me.
You must have a small washer. If four shirts require you to flip it on large, you must have a small washing machine. That's my thought of the whole process. And Derek, I don't think you've known this, but we may have a special guest on the show later today.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's that?
You think she has some words to say on the air about you that you know she wouldn't say otherwise? Or
who? Jess?
Yeah.
No, she's not coming on the show. I don't think so. Anyway,
we'll find out. Back with more after this.
What's going on?
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth. Let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often.
Afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need. Kearney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not be afraid. Kearney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Kearney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand-new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome-heavy, 113-cubic-inch V-twin-powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel-injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Star Motorcycle at Kearney Yamaha. That's heard right. A free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Kearney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Midwest Customs and Paint presents Hot Summer Nights Car Show, a tribute to Boyd Coddington with special guest Joe Coddington, August 1st through the 3rd at the Norfolk Airport. Start with the McDonald's Cruise Night, followed by Nebraska Rocks featuring Jim Casey and Young Country, Sidestep, Levy Spur, Temple Show. Saturday, enjoy the Fly in the Basket, Burnout, and Bikini Contests. Saturday night's music features Housebroke, Scott Sharan Band, Smoke Ring, and Ivory Star. Starting at 6 p.m., it's Hot Summer Nights Broad Run, August 1st through the 3rd, presented by Midwest Customs and Paint and Premier Midwest Beverage, Elwood, Harley-Davidson, US 92, 94 Rock, McHale, Sand and Gravel, Cable 1, Norfolk Daily News, WJAG, and KEXL, and Madison County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
checking out our forecast, we'll have partly to mostly sunny skies with scattered rain showers and isolated storms across much of our region. We'll have a high temperature on the hot side, right around 95 degrees for our Thursday night. Slight chance for an isolated shower and storm, otherwise becoming partly cloudy with a low near 68 degrees. Currently 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, Colorado football coach Dan Hawkins just around the corner. But as you're getting ready to make your lunch plans on this Thursday, you should have them include Big City Burrito at 28th and 2nd Avenue in Kearney. It's the best burrito in town, folks. You won't find microwaves or freezers. You won't find everyday fast food. They'll do everything to your specifications. They pack your tortilla with everything you crave and nothing you don't. Every ingredient perfectly seasoned with secret recipes, and each burrito built just for you because you choose every part of it, from the type of tortilla to each fresh, made-from-scratch filling. You walk in hungry, you walk out happy. They're open from 7:30 to 9 Monday through Friday, 9 to 9 on Saturday. They're open early because they've got the great breakfast burrito to get your day underway. If you just can't get there at lunchtime and you're heading out of town, grab that breakfast burrito and it'll take care of your craving for the rest of the day. It is, oh, unbelievable. We've had them before. We very much enjoy them. Big City Burrito. They are at 28th and 2nd Avenue in Kearney. See them this week while you're out sidewalk sailing, folks. Big City Burrito in Kearney.
Speaking of sidewalk sailing, that's going on all over downtown. Boy, the streets are shut off, people running all over. Be careful down there.
Daddy, one of the big stories that, Royals stink, by the way. Let's get that out of the way. A couple things we want to talk about. A big anniversary that people may have heard about today, but one of the things that is really in the news, and I would like to get some feedback from local listeners, whether you're in the military, have been in the military, or, you know, military family, not military at all. This whole Caleb Campbell situation, where he was drafted by the Detroit Lions, granted that he could play with the Detroit Lions by the Army, and now all of a sudden they're changing their rule. That is the big overview. That's just kind of the blanket what happened. And this is obviously, it's a touchy subject on sports talk radio or columnists anywhere, because you cannot stand up and attack the United States Defense Department or the military or act in any way anti-American here. Okay, so first off, we have to say that that's not even the point. That's not even the issue. This would be, in my mind, not much different that you're working for a business. A business has told you, well, you know what? We are giving you a promotion. We are moving you from Kearney, Nebraska, and we are moving you to Seattle, Washington. Your family has moved. We've got you in schools. You're the last one to get out of here. You've got your plane ticket. You're on the way. You're sitting at the airport, and you get a phone call that says, oh, yeah, well, we changed our mind. I know you don't have a place to live here in Kearney anymore. I know you don't have a job here, but we're going to get you up with a job. And I know we have to get your family and all your belongings back. But we've just decided to change the rule.
And nobody's grandfathered this Campbell in. No, I mean, you would think if they change the rule after the fact, it would be for future deals. It's taking effect now.
I realize life isn't fair. And I like to keep the playing field as fair as possible. And I realize life isn't fair. But when you use the term life isn't fair, that's when a natural disaster hits, or you're in a car wreck, or something unforeseen happens. This is not unforeseen. So this isn't, you know, stuff happens. That's not what this is. And of all the people that you wouldn't think would change the rules because that's what they're about would be the military. Now, the underlying factor of this whole Caleb Campbell thing is he was a seventh-round draft pick. The odds of him making the Lions anyway were probably less than 50-50. I'm saying probably for sure less than 50-50. But is this something that will be talked about, not talked about from the lone standpoint that you can't get on the air and say anything bad about the Army or the Navy or anything like that? Or is this something that, you know, Caleb Campbell, obviously being a military man, is doing the right thing. He's not saying anything, and he's going to do what he's told. And he's not going to let it affect him because he's an upright, young, outstanding gentleman. And that's exactly what the military is looking for. But, you know, somebody ought to stand up and say this ain't right.
Well, isn't it come to a head where you look at this situation and say, how many people in the scheme of things does this affect? Caleb Campbell was basically like winning a lottery situation. This rule only applies to the six people that win lotteries of over $50 million. I mean, it doesn't happen. I mean, you're not talking about hundreds of people being affected. Doesn't the military have enough to focus on right now?
Exactly. And when you're looking for good publicity, and not that they have bad publicity, but when you're looking for good publicity, and they played this baby to the hilt during the NFL draft, they played this baby up. Yep. Caleb Campbell, great young man, great Army guy. He's still going to have his obligations to the Army. Army's a great place. Come here. We have a great young man, and this is an instance of that. And then now, how can there be one speck of good publicity out of this?
I don't think you're hearing one good speck of publicity out of this. I think there's a lot of head-scratching going on. I just wish one thing. It doesn't affect anybody. I mean, Caleb Campbell's one in a gazillion. I don't even think you can say.
Napoleon McCallum, bigger superstar. Of course, they've been a lot of talk about David Robinson out of the Navy, bigger superstar.
It just happens. But you're talking over a span of 15 years. Oh, yeah. There's three.
A long time.
I mean, and that's.
Go back to Roger Staubach, who's the most famous guy that had to serve his military duty and then come back and be successful in the NFL. That was a whole different time and a whole different place, people. That was a whole different time and place. I'd be interested to hear what any of the military folk have to think about that, or non-military folk alike. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. The phone lines are open. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. I have no idea. We've had some on the national. They've been talking about it this morning. Some folks have called in and such, but it's a touchy subject. It's a touchy subject because you don't want to be seen as anti-American is a little too far, but you don't want us to be seen as not supporting our troops or not supporting the military.
That's certainly not what you're doing, Doug, or not what I'm doing here. So I mean,
not at all. And again, it's sad that you have to even say that before you can go into discussion here. This is the U.S. built on free speech. But it just seems like you're exactly right. Millions of people, and all of a sudden, somebody somewhere... I had to serve my time. And I think that's exactly what especially the younger than us, think.
But the point of this deal is, he's still going to serve his time. I mean, it's not like he's saying, I got drafted, screw the military, I don't want to go that route.
Exactly.
You're going down the road going, whether it's this year or whether it's in 6 years or whether he would be lucky enough to play 15 years in the NFL, he would still take care of that business, and he's signed the deal, and he has every intention to take care of that business.
1-888-455-ESPN.
Here's Scott from Wilcox, guys.
Scott, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
How we doing?
We're doing good. What's up?
Well, I was just calling in about this ordeal. I do have a son-in-law that just joined the Navy, and if not everybody can get out, you know, you got to make it fair for everybody.
Well, he's not trying to get out, Scott.
That's the point. I understand that. But once you sign in, though, you should realize, though, that you're still under their control.
Good point, Scott. I don't know if I agree with you, though. I mean, the rule said
well,
that you had options.
I'm not so sure I agree with him changing it in mid-form here either. But I do appreciate he's going to go through with what he's got to do and not complain about it.
Scott, thanks for the call. Sure, appreciate it. 1-888-455-ESPN. Yeah, I mean, you would expect him not to complain. But also, you would also figure, hey, you know, don't... People tell you, I mean, you have bosses. We have bosses here. They have bosses in the military. They tell you now, let's not be going out there and making a big stink about this. This is how it is. And I just...
He's not causing a fit, by the way.
No. I didn't even. I didn't even totally agree with what Scott was saying. Well, you know, you signed a contract or whatever, and now your ass is theirs, is basically, and that's basically the way it is in the military. But this is 2008. This is not 1942. I mean, and that's why they have amended some of their rules. I really think this next week won't even be talked about anymore.
Just, you know, I don't know how much more of a commitment he's got. Has that been stated?
Well, two more years he's got full duty, I believe. 2010 is when he could be back.
I mean, obviously going to the armed services, it's not like he's probably going to come back 80 pounds overweight and would be unable at his age ever to have a career or a dream of making it back to the NFL again. Now, say what you want. Oh, people can't come back to the NFL. Okay, well, maybe talent-wise, maybe something gets away from you. But I think there'd still be a chance for him to make a roster at that time.
The Lions retain his rights until next year's draft, but he's not eligible to play until 2010. So that's the story with Caleb Campbell. We'd appreciate your comments. 1-888-455-ESPN. Or you can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll be back with more, including a chat with Colorado coach Dan Hawkins after this.
I'm sorry, we have to stop, man. No disrespect.
Time to take a commercial break.
Stop talking.
Even in a depression, the entertainment industry thrives.
I'm not a mechanic. I am a music conductor. I arrange symphonies, not timing belts. But I know my certified pre-owned Acura TL is in perfect harmony. Just like I know its sound system is so incredible, it's hard not to pick up my baton.
Acura certified pre-owned vehicles receive a 150-point inspection and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty from the original service date. In other words, they must pass our test before they pass yours. Visit Acura.com or dealer for warranty details.
A great golf score takes the right blend of precision, power, and trusting your game. Hi, I'm Jim Furyk, and I'm proud to be associated with YRC Worldwide, whose companies utilize those same elements in global transportation and logistics services. They'll get your big shipments from tee to green around the world because they know the course and have the right blend of talent and expertise for playing it well, every single round. To find out more about YRC Worldwide, visit yrcw.com.
Midwest Customs and Paint presents Hot Summer Nights Car Show, a tribute to Boyd Coddington with special guest Joe Coddington. August 1st through the 3rd at the Norfolk Airport. You could win cold hard cash if you are one of the first 15 registered in the Hot Summer Nights Bikini Contest. Register before July 30th and your way into the car show is free. It's Hot Summer Nights Rod Run, August 1st through the 3rd, presented by Midwest Customs and Paint, Premier Midwest Beverage, Elworth Harley-Davidson, US 92, 94 Rock, Mateo Sand and Gravel, Cable One, Norfolk Daily News, WJAG and KXL, and Madison County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
If you're afraid of the rising price of gas, afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need, Kearney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not be afraid. Kearney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Kearney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand-new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome-heavy, 113-cubic-inch V-twin-powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel-injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Star motorcycle at Kearney Yamaha. That's heard right. A free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Kearney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Checking out our forecast, we'll have partly to mostly sunny skies with scattered rain showers and isolated storms across much of our region. We'll have a high temperature on the hot side, right around 95 degrees for our Thursday night. Slight chance for an isolated shower and storm, otherwise becoming partly cloudy with a low near 68 degrees. Currently 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back in studio after being in Kansas City for Big 12 Media Days. Among the many folks, we had a chance to catch up Colorado football coach Dan Hawkins, and we will hear from him in just a moment. Also, I would love to hear from you on the Caleb Campbell situation and going to the Lions, and then the Army saying, no, you're not going to the Lions. and all kinds of things that have to do with that. So we'll be talking about that as well. Plus, it is the 25th anniversary of the famous Pine Tar incident. George Brett going to be in Cooperstown for Hall of Fame weekend this weekend. Goose Gossage going in. Goose, all he did was give up the home run. Of course, knocked out of the park by George Brett, thrown out of the game by Tim McClellan, one of the famous video shots in all of sports history is George Brett charging out of that visitor's dugout in Yankee Stadium. Eventually, the league overturning the decision. They had to play an inning in a third at a later date. Billy Martin, I think, might have had Ron Guidry or some pitcher playing center field in protest, and the Royals went on to win that game 25 years ago today, though. And the strange thing about that, Daddy, I will remember that the rest of my life because that was in 83, back in high school. And back then, you know, SportsCenter wasn't SportsCenter. ESPN had only been around 4 years. And living on the farm, I don't think we had SportsCenter on cable. We had to go into town. But anyway, NBC used to show from time to time of the summer, the local, you know, KHAS used to show a Royals Sunday afternoon game. Now you get to see a lot of them on Fox Sports Net and, of course, the network, which was always a part. You know, that's how we grew up listening to the radio. But it was actually on that day. I was actually watching that live when it happened. There's so few things. You know, I got to be at the Leon Lett game. You've been at a couple of great things. There's so few things that people, you can just say, Pine Tar game. Well, I wasn't at it, but I did actually, you know, how many people on a Sunday afternoon were watching a Royal Yankee game? At that time, quite a few because both teams were good, but still, I just will never, ever forget that.
A cool memory, and, you know, it's neat when you get to visit with people. Like, you get a chance to sit down with Fred White. He's been at several of the media deals when you've been recognized. He's been recognized. But to get him here, you know, to get him to talk about, you know, obviously being there, making the call, that's excitement. And that's always, you know, it's one of those little clips, I guess, in Royals baseball history that 25 years or 100 years that will never be forgotten.
Royals baseball, they'll take on Tampa Bay, and we will have the four-game series for you right here on ESPN Radio. Pedro Martinez leaving the New York Mets. His father has passed away, and I think a lot of folks had heard about that situation all spring long, Tony.
Yeah, sad deal. Pedro going to take care of some family business, and hopefully all is well there.
Professional gambler. This whole Tim Donaghy thing, there are such things. Professional gamblers?
Yeah.
Maybe we can get James Bautista on the program from prison because he's been sentenced to 15 months for making bets based on inside tips from Tim Donaghy, supposedly.
We're still waiting to hear about this other official that Tim Donaghy talked to 392 times. And conversation never lasted over a minute and a half.
It's all good times, isn't it? Well, good times we're had in Kansas City. We've got a lot more interviews to bring to you, and we had a chance to catch up with the head hawk. That's right. He is the head buffalo. He is Dan Hawkins, getting ready to go into his third season at Colorado.
Duck and Daddy's Big 12 preview continues, talking Colorado football, and we're talking with the head buffalo himself, Dan Hawkins, getting ready for year 2008, and I guess most importantly, year 3. And, Coach, thanks so much for joining us here on the Duck and Daddy Show. I know you got to be eager to get right back after it.
You know, I always am. I told my wife, I will know when it's time for me to retire, if that ever comes, because every year I just sort of get a little buzz going, and you just get excited to get going. And, you know, I know a lot of guys over the years who've gotten out of football and got into other jobs, and, you know, certainly a bunch of them made more money, but they always go, you know, there's no Saturdays. Just remember, there's no Saturdays.
Dan, I think a lot of people, there's different things you can break down with your football team. A perceived, maybe it's a misconception out there, a weakness on the defense is a cornerbacks. You took a different approach in the offseason by hiring a 13-year NFL veteran in Ashley Ambrose to come in and take over that. What does he bring to the table for the Colorado Buffaloes?
Well, you know, I would say he's really taken over that, but, you know, because Greg Brown's our DB coach, and he's been around, he's coached every great player that there's been here in the last 15 years in the NFL, but certainly having some guys that have been in the saddle and know how to do it, and guys respect him, and, you know, the great thing about Brownie and Ashley, I mean, they're both classy people, and our guys respect them, and I think being able to tutor guys, not only on the on-field stuff, but the off-field stuff and their approach to the game and how things need to happen, that's all important.
Colorado coach Dan Hawkins is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, overall, were you pleased with last year, the progress that the team made in your obviously grand plan? Were you pleased with last year?
You know, guys have used that term, and I'm not trying to be picky. I'm never really pleased. You know, I'm really not, and I'm never really satisfied. Now, you know, I was kind of look at things, or are we getting better? Yeah, we're getting better. We left a few things on the table, and there's, yeah, but I'm always a couple inches, you know, from being satisfied, and I think that's what kind of keeps you going and keeps you striving to get better. And, you know, there were some things in the win-loss column that obviously were better, and, you know, certainly not staying home and watching, you know, 100,000 teams play bowl games except for you was a little easier on my marriage, I'm sure, because Mom was a little happier around the house, but, you know, we would have loved to won that bowl game and did not, and, you know, a couple other games we felt like we, you know, we had chances to win and did not. So we've got to be able to kind of cinch that up.
Coach, getting the chance to talk to a player like George Hippolyte, he's a special young man, and we've sat with him for 8 minutes and figured that out. He's a different one. I don't know what it is, but he has it. It doesn't matter what. He's going to be successful. 3 years, the kid graduates with a double major. He's articulate. Hell, I could have handed the headset over to him. He could have carried the show 2 hours. Doug or I wouldn't have had to talk.
It wouldn't be the Doug and Daddy Show. So.
No. But he's just special.
Yeah, he is. You know, I think one of the blessings of being around this thing for so many years, I think some of the greatest players in the history of the game, whether it's Walter Payton or Joe Montana, I mean, they irradiated things beyond the game. And I think once a guy gets life figured out and his role in it and what's it all about, he's able to put all that into context, and I think it helps him as an athlete. And but George just does a gazillion hours of community service. He's a great student. He's a great ambassador. He's a really, really good player. He is. But we really recruit to that kind of guy. We did not recruit George. You know, you get a chance to talk to Ryan. He's very much the same. Ryan Walters, our safety, he's very much the same kind of kid. And I just enjoy being around those types of guys. You know, and to me it's, you know, I always say football is the medium, but it's not the message. And I know everybody's concerned about wins and losses, and I know that's part of it. But when you get a bunch of people like that, you're going to win games.
Got some interesting offense. We're talking with Dan Hawkins, Colorado coach. Obviously, Cody coming along, still young. You're bringing in a young tailback that everybody is anxious to find out about. And Daryl named the preseason newcomer of the year for what that's worth. That sure was not a blessing on Sam Keller last year, I'll tell you that. But what about Cody's development? I know you've got a special insight, obviously, to that. And what about this young running back you're bringing in?
Well, you know, we'll see. I think Cody was smart enough to understand that last year, A, he was a freshman, and B, he was the coach's kid. And he's been around this thing long enough to know that, you know, until you do something, what you say doesn't really mean anything. And I think he's able to now assert himself a little stronger within the team, and I think that is one of his strengths in terms of being a leader and being a mentor and being a light post for what it is you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to do it and galvanizing an offense. And, you know, he threw too many interceptions last year, which he knows, and I think he's done a better job. And I don't look at that as a massive. I mean, he was great in high school. He was very seldom, but I think he tried to force a few things last year and make a few things happen. Was great down the stretch once he kind of goes, yeah, okay, I can't do that. But had a good spring in terms of that, and I think he's having a good summer. You know, Ryan was telling me today, Ryan Walters, our safety, is going, I don't know if I've seen him throw an interception this summer. But you got to be great. I mean, I told him he might be an unbelievable quarterback and might be the worst quarterback in the Big 12. You know what I mean? He might have an unbelievable year and be the worst guy in the league.
I said, if Cody hasn't thrown a pick, then Ryan, you're not doing your job. What's going on? You might have got to go get one or two.
Coach, a little follow-up on Cody. I find it very interesting. In Idaho, he did play Little League Baseball for Bill Buckner.
That is true. Yeah, he did play for Buck. And I was Buck's assistant coach there for a while, but I really give Bill a lot of credit for the player that Cody is, because two things, and I talked to our coaches about this, and you know, you look at youth coaches around. One, he believed in Cody for no reason. He had no reason to believe in Cody. He just said, hey, and Cody ended up being a pitcher for him. And then I say he demanded it, not in a bad way. I mean, I just think so many times what happens is people – don't believe in kids, and then they don't expect that they actually will be a good player. They don't expect them to throw strikes or get hits or whatever. You know, and Bill believed in Cody, and then he just expected him to do it. And it was amazing to see his confidence kind of grow in the couple years that Buck was his coach.
Colorado football coach Dan Hawkins with us for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. Still relatively towards the bottom of the rung as far as Big 12 coaches, but you're moving up real quick with all the turnover here. What should these new coaches expect coming into the Big 12?
That's always kind of sad, isn't it? I'm kind of going, you know, geez, I've been here 3 years, and I think I'm in the middle of the pack in terms of tenure. But, you know, that just kind of tells you what kind of profession it is. You know, those guys, they know what they're getting into. They do. I think people don't come into this thing. Obviously, Bo's been in this conference before, and, you know, he knows what's up. So, and Art has been around Texas long enough to know. And those guys know. They know they got to strap it on and get it going, and it's not going to be any easy weeks for anybody.
Coach, if you're going to be successful, only 21 sacks. I know you probably don't like to be reminded of that.
No, that's huge. Yeah.
You're going to have to get after the quarterback better than that, and it's going to have to start up front with George, getting people off of those linebackers, let them run to the football.
Yeah, part of that's people. Part of that's, scheme. Part of that's technique. Part of that's mentality, all of that. And I think our coaches did a great job of that in the spring. That's not been an Achilles heel of ours in the past, and we've done a decent job with that. You know, we had Abe Wright the year before, and even though we didn't win a lot of games, I mean, he was good coming off the edge, and, you know, he got a chance to play on Sundays because of it. So, you know, we're going to have to do some things all along that way. Like I said, personnel, mentality, scheme, technique to put pressure on people.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get moving. The whole crew that you brought here, your players, your SIDs, they're a class organization, and we sure appreciate spending
David
the time.
David Platty's the dean. He's the swami.
He's the man. And that's
why people say, you know, you're here early. And I go, look, David just tells me what to do. I mean, trust me, I go, I don't tell Dave. When it comes to this stuff, I'm like, Dave, you just tell me what to do, and I'll do it.
Probably lucky he's not at a Rockies game or something.
Well, that'd be okay. I could be there, too. I could be hanging out with Clint Hurdle. That'd be good.
Well, Coach, keep up the great work. We'll see you at the end of the season.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Dan Hawkins, head football coach, University of Colorado, and he's right, and we were not lying at the end. Colorado was by far, well, not by far, but they were the easiest to work with. And I just talking with some of the other radio guys that were down there. A lot of Nebraska stations, by the way. I think all of them that have a sports talk show. And a lot of Oklahoma stations. You know, a couple Texas,
one Texas Tech.
Kansas. Yeah, Texas Tech. Chris was there from Texas Tech. But there was more than ever. And it's hard for everybody to get a chance to talk to a lot of people. But Missouri, Texas, A&M was okay to work with. Missouri was very good. Colorado was the best. And Nebraska was pretty good to work with. And so, you know, then you had Texas and Texas Tech, which
just non-existent. And they just might as well not even show up. It's one of those deals. Thanks a lot, guys. Yeah, you've got a lot of time, so don't worry about showing
up. That's okay. That's why we don't care how you do down there anyway. Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to be joined by a very special guest to talk about the 25th anniversary of the Pine Tar incident. It is today. George Brent hitting it out of the ballpark. Fred White making the call, and he's going to join us next.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding
me? No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
Is the tile in your bathroom dated and cracked? Maybe your kitchen needs a makeover. Hi, I'm Joe Hainer with Builders, and now is the perfect time to update the ceramic tile in your home. Join me this Saturday at 11 at Builders in Kearney to learn all the tips and tricks you need to know for easy and beautiful ceramic tile installation. At Builders, we do ceramic tile best.
Builders does it best, so you can too. Builders does it best.
Greetings, sports radio listeners. Darkbane here. And if you could smell through the radio, you would right now be inhaling the fumes of pure, unfiltered hatred I have for the X Games. Soon that aroma will give way to the smell of smoldering originality that follows a blast from my new laser cannon. Smells like fun, huh?
X Games 14, July 31st through August 3rd. Live on ESPN and ABC. Brought to you by the U.S. Navy.
You've heard of being named All-Conference, but only one organization has earned the classification of being All-World, the United States Navy. Whether it's humanitarian efforts, fighting terrorism, or protecting America's freedoms, the Navy is the team that helps us all win big. To learn how you can make it to the big league, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy. Accelerate your life.
Hi, everybody. This is Denny Matthews of the Kansas City Royals, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation at 1460 and 1550 AM.
Checking out our forecast, we'll have partly to mostly sunny skies with scattered rain showers and isolated storms across much of our region. We'll have a high temperature on the hot side, right around 95 degrees for our Thursday night. Slight chance for an isolated shower and storm, otherwise becoming partly cloudy with a low near 68 degrees. Currently 72.
Back on the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We've been in Kansas City for about 4 or 5 days with Big 12 Media Day. How's the lawn looking, Daddy, when you got home? It looked pretty good, I thought.
Well, it looks okay. You know what? I'm going to give it okay, but I would give it an excellent if I got the guys from Curbit to come over, because I want my yard, along with you want your yard, to have a unique look to it. Talk about their lighted curbing, featuring the amazing lighted curbing package. You can't find a cheaper, more effective way to light your entire landscape area. Stamped curbing, over 40 colors that are digitally weighed to your specifications. This guarantees a consistent pour every time. Call Matt and the gang today. I'm going to tell you right now, they're bringing life to landscapes, whether it be residential or commercial. Get a hold of them, 308-237-4805. Just want them to do the front, no problem. Matt's going to give you a free estimate, residential or commercial. Call for a free estimate. Call Matt today, 308-237-4805.
25 years ago today, a Sunday at Yankee Stadium. And, of course, Yankee Stadium last time through this year, and then they move across the street. But it was 25 years ago today. Top of the ninth, another epic matchup between George Brett and Goose Gossage. George hitting that towering shot back into playoffs that sent the Royals into a World Series off Gossage. And so many great matchups these two had. Gossage going into the Hall of Fame. But today, the 25th anniversary of the Pine Tar game, and calling the game from the Royals Radio Network, we've talked about Denny and Fred forever, and we're going to talk with Fred White here in just a moment. But here's a little bit of what it sounded like on the Royals Radio Network, Fred White with the call 25 years ago today.
UL Washington at first represents the tying run with two out. The stretch by Gossage, the pitch. There's a drive to deep right field. Back goes Kemp at the wall. Home run! George Brett has done it again. And the Royals have a 5-4 lead in the ninth. Joe Brinkman, the crew chief, has the bat right now, checking it out. Now the umpires are all huddled off by themselves, the four of them looking at George Brett's bat. They may be talking about how much pine tar is on the bat. Now they're called George Brett out, and here comes an argument. Here comes an argument. George Brett at the plate. Oh, and he is furious. He's trying to get to an umpire. George Brett may have already been suspended.
George Brett was furious when he came out of that dugout, and what a great call it was, and we are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show on this 25th anniversary of that what turned out to be historic ball game. Fred White joins us from the Royals Radio Network. Fred, doesn't seem like 25 years ago, does it?
No, the memory is still fresh. In fact, I saw George yesterday. And he had said, you know, it's really interesting. You play 20 years and do all those things, and that's the one thing that you're known more for than anything else. But he was kind of happy about it, because before that, he'd been known more for hemorrhoids than anything else.
Fred, obviously, you know, Doug brought up earlier, being in high school, watching that game on a Sunday afternoon. Take us back to Yankee Stadium and the overall atmosphere with that much on the line, and just what an exciting day overall it was.
Well, it was really interesting, and I didn't hear that clip just then, so I don't know where it ended. But we had had a thing a few years before in Anaheim. John Mayberry had had a bat that was pine-tarred all the way up. And they took it out of play, and the rule, and I knew the rule, and it was simply that you take the bat out of play and you clean it up. And I don't know what was on that clip that you just played, but I realized that they were talking about pine tar. But I knew that there wasn't any penalty for it, and I was shocked when they called him out. And what actually happened, when T. Tim McClellan was the plate umpire. Joe Brinkman was the crew chief. And they consulted, and they actually put together about three rules to make one rule to call him out. And so at the time, I really thought it was wrong and said so at some point in all of that. And then when they called him out, I thought, did they change that rule? And I didn't know that. the interesting part, then we got to the airport. The Royals had already decided they were going to make the protest, but we were waiting for an airplane for our charter, and George is on a payphone, and Tim McClellan walked by and said something to George, and George never heard him. It was probably a really good thing George didn't hear him.
They were talking this morning on First Take on ESPN about they're pretty good friends now, and they've really kind of maybe even made a little coin off this whole deal and speaking engagement at the same place and such. But they were saying, what would George have done anyway? Because McClellan had the chest protector on. He was 6'5", 250 at the time. He had the chest protector. He's holding a bat in one hand and his face mask, his mask in the other hand. It was very interesting, but Fred, what do you think after this? What did that incident do to further the Yankee Royal rivalry?
Well, it poured a little more gas on the fire, and really, Billy, you know, it was really Greg Nettles who came up with the idea. It was Greg Nettles in Kansas City had noticed the bat, but Billy would do anything, and he'd do anything to gain an edge. And, you know, there's always the whole thing was always on edge when those two teams played. So that just threw a little more gasoline on the fire. And that rivalry was one of the all-time great ones. I mean, they honestly, those teams did not like one another at all. You know, Nettles and Brett had a fight in the fifth game of the playoffs in, when was it, 76, I think, or 77, I'm not sure. Anyway, they'd had a fight in one of those games. And it was really an interesting thing there. But there was just always that ragged edge to that series. It was quite a rivalry. But, you know, it was something that I think it really gave the Royals more impetus to put the thing away. It kind of turned out with the Yankees looking a little bit like buffoons. When we went back to finish the game, they did it on an off day. The Royals were on their way to Baltimore. And Billy Martin played Don Mattingly at second base and Ron Guidry in center field for that last inning in the third. And we went back in there, and Hal McRae struck out to end the top of the ninth. Quisenberry got him 1-2-3 in the bottom of the ninth. The Yankees had tried everything they could think of, including saying that it would be a safety issue because there would be 100,000 fans trying to storm the stadium to get in to see it. Well, there were maybe 500 people there. And the great thing is we were on the bus coming in from the Newark Airport to Yankee Stadium. We were behind a produce truck that had a bunch of bananas in a picture on the back, and somebody yelled, "Look there, is that fitting for, you know, we're following a fruit truck into Yankee Stadium now." This thing. And George didn't come in. He and Larry Amici was our airline representative, and Larry and George went to lunch over in New Jersey while we went in and finished the game. And, you know, it was really very anticlimactic. Got in there, there were four guys up, four guys out, back on the bus, back on the plane, down to Baltimore, and life resumed as normal. But, you know, the Yankees really looked foolish with all the things they tried. And I don't know if this is explained or not, but the first thing that happened, if I'm going too long, tell me, but the Yankees threw to first base to appeal that George missed first base. And it was a different umpiring crew that had been there for the game. Dave Phillips was the umpire at first, and he whipped an affidavit out of his pocket and said, "No, here, the crew that was here testifies they saw him touch first base."
That's good.
So then they appealed to second and third, and every one of those umpires had an affidavit that said that they saw everybody touch all the bases. So, you know, the league and the Royals had brainstormed, what can the Yankees possibly try? And they really, I mean, they did a brilliant job of anticipating everything. And once they threw the first, second, and the umpire said, "No, he touched the bases," they kind of threw their hands up and said, let's just get this thing over with.
Fred, it's so much more interesting stuff. We could talk about that one day. If I had one quick question, the media coverage today is vastly different than it was back then. But an incident like this, did it amp up the media coverage, or what was that like right after the game?
Well, there was a ton of coverage, and as you well know, it lives on to this day. One of the great lines about it, too, is we were somewhere later on. I think that winter I had a golf tournament down in Wichita, and all the guys came to it, and we were watching it on television down there, and Joe Simpson, who was on that club and a good friend of George's, was watching the tape, and he turned and he said, you know what, George, we haven't seen a face like that since Charlie Manson.
Well, it's great to relive some good memories, and hopefully the Royals can make some memories over this four-game stretch with Tampa Bay and get back in the win column here from the All-Star break. Fred, we sure appreciate you giving us a few minutes. It's always great catching up with you.
Well, great talking to you guys.
Take care. Fred White joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, and we are up against it. One thing as we get out of here, we've talked about it. Derek is his last minute of singleness, at least on this show. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, here's we got to go to the Dent Popper inbox. Delusional Husker fan tells us as we're getting out of here. Here's some marriage advice, Derek. Don't tell all the listeners about your wife busting your ass about the laundry. Like Daddy did earlier on the show. I wouldn't want to be Daddy later today when he goes home and finds all his clean shirts on the front lawn. Delusional also says 7-4 regular season for the Huskers. There's 12 games, Delusional, so hang in there, buddy. Hang in there. You'll be okay. Hopefully the offense can put up some points again this fall, and if the defense shows some effort and improvement, we'll start getting back on track. If the defense would have shown up at all last year, we could have contended in a few more games. You're right, Delusional. Contending and winning, though, two different things. A lot more football talk tomorrow. Missouri head football coach Gary Pinkel will catch up with Columbus track announcer Gary Schaaf as they get ready for their time as well. Shrine Bowl and a whole lot more.
Thank Fred White and thank Dan Hawkins for today's Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!